All right, folks, 7:25 and with me.
This is good stuff.
This is good stuff. My friend Bethany Bennett in the house with us today, talking about National Wear Red Day for Women, and that's coming up this week. And I told you, if you don't remind me, I'm going to lay out my red t-shirt tonight.
Okay.
For Friday. It takes me that long.
Well, I will send you a message to remind you to wear your red. So
please do. Please
you will
do.
Be like everybody else, hopefully, in Breckenridge County wearing red that day.
I hope so, too. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you for a while. Up out early to come and talk to us about this. This is an important thing. Can you tell folks why this is so important? What are we raising awareness for wearing red on Friday?
Well, you know, I run cardiac rehab here at our hospital, so, you know, the heart is a very big, important thing for me. I have patients back there right now, hopefully listening, but heart disease is, you know, the number one killer in men and women right now. 647,000 people yearly die from heart disease. It used to be the number one killer in men, but now it is the number one killer in women. So us women just have to watch out for it just as much as you men do. So we want to kind of help raise the awareness of, you know, risk factors to watch for, different things like that. So with heart disease, risk factors for any of us is, of course, our age. It is the sex, you know, men and women, and then family history is a big one. Okay. You know, if mom, dad, and grandparents have heart disease, more than likely you're going to end up with heart disease too. So those are things that we can't change risk factor-wise,
right. But
there is some that, you know, we can change, like our cholesterol. You know, if you have high cholesterol, they're going to start you on a pill. They're going to tell you to watch the diet, have some lifestyle changes. Physical inactivity. I mean, America isn't active anymore. You know, we're a lot of sedentary people in front of a computer screen or on our phones.
And story of my life right now, 8 hours a day.
So we just don't get out and exercise. So we need to exercise at least 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day, is what I tell all of my patients, to try to get some form of exercise.
Sure.
Obesity is another one. Again, America is overweight because of the fast food. You know, it's easier to stop at McDonald's because you got to run to the kids to a ball game or something than sit down for a meal. Let's see. I'm trying to think of all of them while I'm sitting here.
Just smoking too.
Especially,
you know, in the rural South.
There's
probably still more smokers than there are, say, in other areas.
Smoking's a big one. When I'm put on the spot, it's just hard.
Hey, you got this. You got this.
I understand.
Blood pressure's another one. You know, high blood pressure, that's one that's a big one. So we try to control that blood pressure.
Sure.
We don't want you, you know, at stroke level. Also, stress. That is a huge one that people do not realize.
I would say.
Yeah. You know, our daily lives do stress us. A lot of people, you know, there is some people that don't have stress. My husband tells me all the time he's not stressed. I'm like, well, you're lucky. You're one of the lucky few. But, you know, women, we worry about home. We worry about our kids. We worry about, you know, the husband, everything like that. Men's the same way. We worry about, you know, they worry about going out to work and different things like that. So the stress level is really high these days. So, you know, that is something that we have to work on too, is stress. And then being diabetic. Diabetes is a big one, that it and heart disease kind of, you know, if you're diabetic, more than likely you could end up having heart disease.
Sure.
So those are things that I talk about with all my new patients, all the risk factors, things we can fix and things we can't. So those are just some big things that we all as humans have to watch out for.
Sure. And so what we're doing, we're raising awareness, and maybe this will remind somebody to maybe go get that checkup. If they put it off.
Get your yearly checkups. You know, I don't like going to the doctor any better than probably either one of you all do. But the older we get, the more we do have to go to the doctor. We have to get those yearly checkups. We have to check our blood pressure. You know, we need to do all those things just to make sure everything's okay. You know, something this week you could be fine. Next week the blood pressure could be through the roof. Mm-hmm. So you just want to try to stay on top of your health as much as possible. So the Go Red Initiative is something that the American Heart Association started. They wanted to bring more awareness for women's health. Us women sometimes kind of do get put on the back burner, so they started this National Wear Red Day. So the first Friday of every year, that is the Go Red Day. So I try to send out flyers to the businesses, get it out to the schools and everything, so we can try to get Breckenridge County wearing red.
Good.
I would love to see as many people, men, women, and kids, wearing red on Friday, just to bring that awareness about heart disease in.
Yeah, we want to keep you around.
Yeah.
And we want to support you. So if this reminds you, if we've got to guilt you into going to see Bethany and getting your checkup, then we'll do it. It is not above us.
We love guilt tripping.
We will guilt trip you into taking care of yourself. So this is cool, too, because this you have made it fun where you're using social media. If you got pictures of you and your gang in red, you and your red, tag Bethany in it, or use the hashtag GoRedWearRed. Mm-hmm. And that way people can search those tags. They're going to see you. That's pretty cool stuff. And you can also email them to Bethany at bbennett@breckhealth.org. So yes. Take those pictures. I'd like to see every local business in the county do that.
I've been getting pictures for a couple of years. Whenever I took over rehab, I started, sending this out. Kathy Lewis was huge on this when she had cardiac mm-hmm. rehab. So I just kind of went on with what she was doing, trying to get the awareness out there with the businesses and stuff. And it's been a good success. There has been a lot of people that emailed me or tagged me on social media and stuff. And with social media, it's the best way to get that word out there.
Absolutely.
So next week is Cardiac Rehab Week.
All right.
So that's a big week for us at rehab. All my patients, we last year we did a drawing. We kind of put everybody's name in a drawing, and we draw out little prizes, for the days they show up. We keep up with the patients, and then they get a little drawing. So I just wanted to mention, next week is Cardiac Rehab Week.
Cool. Sounds like you got a lot of good stuff going on, Bethany.
We do.
Thanks for coming in and telling us about this. Folks, and I'll make a post about it on our socials, and okay. I'll get you all tagged up. And just thank you for coming in today.
Well, I enjoy it. Maybe we can do this again.
Good to catch up with a classmate. Big shout out to class of 94.
Yes.
Well represented this morning, I think, on the Hometown Morning Show. So we're going to be wearing red on Friday. Thank you for coming in, and we'll be back with more of the Hometown Morning Show coming up.